They are the biggest country act in the UK. One of the biggest selling breakthrough acts of last year, their album Brave has gone gold, and they are in the Yorkshire. Please welcome the Shire.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Ben and Chrissy, for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I can't quite believe, you know, you are country, you know, legends for the UK now.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year for a couple of years actually. We've been together 3 years, but the last two, is that you're looking funny. What, have I said something wrong?
No, it feels like a lot longer.
Oh, it feels like forever. But no, it's been an amazing, you know, time for us, and almost like a whirlwind really. Everything that's happened, you know, we couldn't have made it up really. It was just, yeah, it's been incredible.
For those that don't know how you guys came about and how this wonderful story came to fruition. It was online, right?
Yeah, yes. We met on Facebook for our sins. But no, I just discovered country music, and I'd written a few songs, and I put out a Facebook post saying I'd love to, there must be a female country singer out there around London who wants to sing these songs with me. And a mutual friend tagged Chrissy into that status, and then we started chatting on email, and I sent some songs over, and she literally lived, well, we lived 20 minutes apart, which was, you know,
neighbouring shires, hence the shires.
Yeah,
I get it.
Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire, which at the time, it was amazing, the fact that we lived so close. You know, we could have been on opposite ends of the country, and we didn't, and we got together straight away, and it just, it's all just snowballed from there. And
we both had the same vision as well. You know, when the first time that we met, we discussed what artists we liked, what songs we liked, and even from that day we were influencing each other, because there were songs that Ben knew that I didn't know and songs that I knew that Ben didn't know. And you know what we said right away was that we wanted to appreciate, you know, American country music, but we didn't want to sing about things that we didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
we wanted to be British about it, so you know, hence why tracks like Nashville Grey Skies and Made in England from our album on, you know, Brave came about, kind of thing.
Yeah, Made in England. You do mention tea in the song.
We do, yes. I've got a nice cup of tea in front of me.
She hasn't drunk it yet. She can't use the word nice until, you know, until you've tasted it. Obviously, you mentioned you were from the Shires, hence the name Shire. Have you been to Yorkshire before?
Yeah,
we have.
Many times.
We stayed not far from here, actually, in the kind of leisurely park one time. We came up here for very, very early on for us. We did a university tour.
Right.
So we went around lots of different universities, and I think we did about 3 or 4 every day.
Yeah.
And Bradford was one of those that we came to. So
yeah. We were in York this morning.
Oh, great!
It was beautiful. Yeah. And I had a run round York, and it was really, really nice, isn't
Our
it?
Base
on the river,
from
on
here.
The canal.
I ran across the river.
Did
I ran
you?
Across one bridge, and as I was on that bridge, I saw another bridge. I thought I'll run over to that bridge.
Good.
And that was my run.
It's got him thinking. It's
quite
got
shot up into York. Yeah. You didn't exert yourself there, did you, Ben?
Long day.
Yeah, it's long days. But it has got him thinking about where he wants to live. He's like, it's just so lovely around here. It's just so lovely.
I was going to say, this is the best Shire, yeah. But you're starting to think like that yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You say a lot of stuff in the car, don't you, when you're driving along. And I was like, yeah, I really like York. I could live up there. And then sort of saw how far to London it was, and a lot of stuff is in London. So
we're talking about the countryside, and he was like, "Yeah, I think I'd quite like that, to live in the countryside." Not long ago, he was taking the mick out of me for living in the middle of nowhere, basically, and now he's saying about it.
Well, I've just had a baby.
He's
so
a changer.
I think
maybe
that's sort of nesting. I just want a big house somewhere.
And, nesting.
You know, yeah.
Said baby arrived not long before you were due on stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah,
yes.
It was crazy. Well, he was born at 1:30 a.m. on Saturday, and we played at 9 p.m. on Saturday. But labour, the whole process was like sort of 36 hours.
Oh my goodness.
We had no backup plan because we were headlining the acoustic stage, and it was never really like, what happens if, you know, my fiance is still in labour when we're supposed to be there?
It was spoken about, but nobody actually wanted to put a plan together as to what was going to happen.
So, I mean, it's funny. The funny thing is, just like everything else we've been through, it just worked out perfectly. And it had to be the morning of Glastonbury, really. So,
it's about making entrance, you know.
Yeah. When Chrissy was there
doing, what would you have done?
Huh? Are
what
we
would
done?
You have done?
Honestly, we didn't even want to think about it. Because, you know, she could have been in labour the whole time that we were meant to be on stage, and but not actually given birth at that time. And, it, you know, we just didn't really want to think that far ahead that, you know,
I don't want to think about it. I would have been trying to make up for that for the rest of my life if I'd chosen Glastonbury instead of being a birth of my first child.
So that's what you'd have gone for?
Yeah. No comment.
Exclusive. I won't be telling your fiancé that. So you've got a new album that's ready to come out and a new song that we're going to play on Pulse 2, which is great, upbeat, fabulous.
Thank you.
Beats to your rhythm.
Yes.
Catch a little number. And the album's on the 7th of October. So what have you taken from Brave? What have you taken from your past couple of years to help you mould your new album, My Universe?
Well, I think... For us, it feels like a big step up for us. It's still very Shires, you know. You can tell instantly, like, the harmonies are there still, the honesty within the songs as well. But we have a bit more going on in the tracks, you know. They're a bit, you know, kind of a bigger sound. We've been off on tour with The Cause and a band called Little Big Town as well out in the States. And, you know, watching them night after night performing to these massive arenas, we just... That's kind of where we want to aim, you know, towards. So singing these big anthem songs, you know, like Coldplay would do, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to achieve with this album. We think we have, but we also have some really heartfelt songs as well, which, you know, Brave on the last album, you know, helped so many people. We had so many messages on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and whatnot. So for people saying how much that song meant to them and. You know, we just wanted to make sure that we still kept that kind of honesty within the storytelling that we tell. So, we've got some real personal songs on there too.
People are saying now that country is far more accessible. And I think if you said 5-10 years ago, country music, they'd have gone, oh, it's all yee-haws and stuff.
Yeah.
What I find about country, and especially like you say, your songs are the personable side of them, a normal pop record or a rock record can still have a love meaning, but you just sing along and you go, la, la, la. Oh, I didn't realise that song was about that.
Yeah.
Whereas you actually feel what you guys are singing. You're hearing the same lyrics, it's just brought to you in a different way and it does resonate a bit better.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Thank you. That's really good. But that's what we, when we first got together, we said, you know, what is country music for you? And like you said, obviously people think it's about the Yeehaws, the Cowboys, the Stetsons, all that sort of stuff. And then, you know, for us, it was a very conscious thing from day one. We said we can only sing about stuff that is honest for us. And, you know, for us, it's the honesty, the storytelling, and just that attention to the lyric. And it's really nice to get up on stage and to sing each song and know that it has a real meaning to you. And it doesn't have to always be deep, dark stuff. It can, I mean, Just Want to Love You, for example, from the first album, that was it. It was the most honest song I've ever written in my life and probably will ever write. It was just, I just want to love you. And sometimes you can overthink it as a songwriter and as an artist. And I think that's what's great about country. It's that just saying it how it is, which is actually really hard. I mean, those guys and girls in Nashville, the way they write songs is just, I mean, they're absolute geniuses at their wordplay. And we've learned so much. And we're just so happy to have written so many of them for the second album and to be on our second album. It's great. Mm.
Yeah. When you look at the likes of Dolly, she's got new material out. What do you think
she's
to
great
that?
As well.
Yeah. So good. Her new stuff is just amazing. Yeah. It's still retaining her, you know, her Dolly sound, and yet it's moved on. It's so much more current at the same time. So I think it's fantastic.
And also Steven Tyler as well from Aerosmith. I mean, his voice. I mean, that's the one that I just hope when I'm his age, I can still do like my best. I love it. It's so cool. But he's doing country stuff and it's great. I mean, it's a really exciting time to be a part of country.
So what is in store for you this year? Because you're going to be going out on the road on your own tour.
Yes, we are hitting the road. I think the nearest would be York. The Barbican. It's about mid-November to early December. We'll be on the road. And I think we're just going to be very, very busy, I think, for the foreseeable future, I think.
Touring's so great, though. Yeah. I mean, because it's been such a whirlwind, we remember really early the first tour, we drove ourselves in this little hire car, and then we got in this splitter, which is like, you know, has just enough space for you and the gear, and then now we're on like a proper tour bus, and you're still like a little kid. I mean, that's the dream. Yeah. We feel so lucky to be able to sleep overnight, and you wake up in a different city, and
the boys
get
to just
go for
make
a little run.
Yeah, the boys just make sure that the Xbox is on there. That's pretty much the main thing for them.
Yeah, I mean,
we're trying to get into a bit more fitness and good food, but... often doesn't happen very much, does it? We say.
So if you've got your Xbox, yeah. What do you have to, you know, chill out? Or do you have, like, you take your own travel candle?
I actually have a Free People candle. It smells amazing. Ben walks into my room, he's like,
She's got
goodness.
Like a diffuser, humidifier. A candle, and it just smells beautiful.
I'm going to take some little lights actually this time as well. I've got some little twinkly lights, and it's just going to be like my kind of, you know, my own little.
Just like greeting me at the door with like a yoga sort of, you know. Because you come out the boys' room, it just smells of sweat and pizza.
Yeah.
It can be any different.
Scratch and sniff versions of the album. Yeah. With your side smelling like pizza and yours just divine and beautiful. Yeah. At least I know what to get you for Christmas.
Yeah.
Have Americans taken you under their wing yet? We know it's just such a massive thing over there, country music.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit bizarre actually that we've met so many of our heroes of in the music industry and in country music. You know, we met Brad Paisley, who is an incredible performer, but his songwriting is amazing as well. And there's a festival that happens down in London, Country to Country, and we've met so many acts there. Who do we see? We saw Chris Stapleton this year, which we were just like, we didn't even know what to say because we were so starstruck. And Sam Hunt as well is a great musician and entertainer as well.
It's funny, our first show in the US was the Grand Ole Opry, which is like the home of country music for people that don't know. I don't know, there's not really any equivalent in any other genre. I mean, the closest thing, kind of like Madison Square Garden, where you play that as a pop act, but it's even still not the same because the history of the Opry is just everyone has played there.
Yeah.
And it's and that was our first ever show, and people had come over with their British flags and they were sitting in the front, and that was just the most surreal things. We were quite jet lagged as well, and it was just, you stood up on stage, and it was just really hazy, and it was like, you know, something we thought we might do once in our career. I mean, maybe it would be.
Maybe
10 years time, but to do it in the first 3 years was just, it was really, really special moment. Yeah.
It's going to be hard to keep topping these things, but you, like you say, you're just doing it all the time and it surprises you, which is, I think, nice. You're going in not expecting, hey, we want a number one this, we want that, we want gold. Yeah. You're loving what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some great material.
Yeah.
And you're letting it organically just be just massive.
Yes.
And I think also the biggest thing, and we talked about this like today, this morning, between ourselves, it's like you just get to meet so many great people every day. And it's, every day is different because of that. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've been really lucky. We've seen the most incredible places in the world. We've been to like the northwest of America and chatted to taxi drivers about them shooting bears with their dogs and stuff. And we've been to Germany where everything's really efficient. Like, it really is amazing. I love Germany. At the end of the day, it's the people you meet. And that's the most interesting part of it. And yeah, we're so lucky to be able to do this every day.
And do you think you're going to take those people you meet stories into music? Because when I'm on the radio, I'm like, if I get caught up in something in the supermarket that, you know, really annoyed me, I write that down. I'm going to talk about that tomorrow.
In the supermarket.
Oh, really?
No.
Does something happen?
Like, you know, the self-service, if someone leaves money there, you think, I'll talk about that tomorrow.
self-service, I just can't deal with it. In supermarkets, you get there and you think, yeah, I'm going to be that crafty person that goes through and gets, you know, like, you know, goes really fast. And then it goes, there's a problem with your machine. And you're like stood there waiting for somebody to like come along at any point. You're like, hello. And then you just, for four items, it really wasn't worth your time, really. You know?
Not at all.
That's self-service.
Checking items, wait.
Yeah.
Does not recognise item.
Oh.
Did you bring your own bag? Shut up!
Yeah. And she's so loud as well, isn't she? When she talks to you.
Please insert your card. I am. It's just at the bottom of my handbag. So maybe not a song like that on the album then.
Yeah, no. That's very honest though, isn't it?
It is.
About how much. I don't actually mind self-checkout personally. But
you must
maybe
go
that
to a really good place or something, because the ones I've been to.
That could be the song. It could be your, you know.
I like a smiley face, you know, when I go down the checkout. Well, hello. You know, nice service, you know.
See, we still do our own shopping. We're still grounded.
That's good.
I do Ocado now, actually.
Oh, she doesn't do her own shopping.
I do it on the app myself.
So you still know how much a pint of milk is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Good idea. No one buys a pint of milk, do they? You buy 2 pints of milk.
Or a four pinter. You'll be buying 6 soon, little one. You're getting older. Swapping formula for the real stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Gosh.
Coming on tour with you?
No.
No. That
don't
no.
put ideas.
Yeah, no, it's not just about the fun. It's just there's no place for a baby. I mean, it's not very, well, in some ways it's quite rock and roll. I mean, our boys in our band are quite young and it's just loud and boisterous. Yeah. I mean, they're not rock and roll in the sense of, you know, all the, you know, drugs, rock and roll, that sort of stuff. No. But it is, you know, it's boisterous and it's late and, you know, it's more, I think, just...
You become nocturnal, basically, on tour. Because, you know, you don't go on stage until later on in the evening. And then, you know, you're out until one... Well, I think your bus call is at, like, one in the morning or something. So by the time you're back, you know, you kind of sleep in. And, yeah, it's not... There's no structure to it whatsoever. So, yeah. So
no. But that's a baby.
Babies.
Yeah, there's no structure to that either. Good luck.
Well, thank you for coming in and drinking my tea. I noticed you haven't taken.
I haven't had a bit just yet. No,
it looks rubbish.
It's getting there.
Best of luck with the new single, which we're going to play, "Beats to Your Rhythm," and the album out 7th of October. My Universe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you very much, Ben and Chrissy.
Thank you.
Thank you.